Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. So if you've watched any serial dramas on television, shows like Mad Men, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, or The Handmaid's Tale, you will be familiar with a certain phrase that begins each program. Previously on Mad Men. And then comes the one-minute recap to catch you up on key elements of previous episodes to prepare you for the one you are about to watch. Nearing the end of our summer-long journey through the book of Acts, St. Luke's chronicle of the growth of the early church, we might do much the same. Previously in Acts, we heard how Peter, James, and John and the rest of the disciples received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and shared the gospel in word and deed. Previously in Acts, we also heard about Saul, a Pharisee who persecuted Christians until his dramatic conversion. And previously in Acts, we heard about Paul's missionary zeal and desire to take the good news of Christ to all people. These stories are important because they show the consistent growth of the Christian church as the disciples obey Jesus' command to go out and make disciples of all nations. There are, of course, ups and downs, including arrests, imprisonments, even betrayal from some of the earliest followers. But on the whole, the picture St. Luke paints is one of abundance and growth. A story that's good for us to hear today when so many commentators and newspapers seem eager to write only about congregational decline. These stories are also important because they portray an important shift in the history of the church. Initially, you see, Christianity was confined mostly to the Jewish world and revolved around disciples preaching in synagogues, gathering others who believed that Jesus was the Jewish Messiah. But then comes Paul, the guy who sought to destroy the church until he had a vision of the risen Christ and then devoted his life to sharing the good news of God's love and grace with absolutely everyone, no exceptions. Now, interestingly, Paul wasn't looking for answers when Jesus appeared to him. He thought he had the answers. Paul was not seeking out God's grace. He thought he'd already experienced it. But when he meets Jesus on the road to Damascus, Paul encounters a mercy and love so much larger and greater than he'd ever imagined that he knows he has to share this with the whole world. And so he takes his message to Gentiles as well as to Jews, traveling to cities like Corinth and Philippi, more than 1,000 miles from Jerusalem, planting churches wherever he went. Paul's ultimate goal, as he reveals in one of the letters he sent to a church he founded, was to make it all the way to Rome, the capital of the empire and the center of the known world. And in the reading from Acts that we heard this morning, he finally gets his chance, but not in a way he'd ever expected. Previously in Acts, you see, Paul had returned to Jerusalem to consult with some of the other disciples. And while there, he gets into a fierce argument with some of the leaders of the temple, and the ruckus he creates draws the attention of the Roman officials, and they arrest Paul. Now, the tribunal, the commander of the Roman forces in Jerusalem, is about to have Paul whipped when Paul tells him that he is a Roman citizen and cannot be punished without a trial in a Roman court. Today's reading describes how when the tribunal realizes that Paul's life is in danger, he sends him secretly to another city, accompanied by an armed guard. When Paul gets there, he demands a trial in the emperor's court and is eventually sent to Rome. Now, what I've narrated in just a couple of sentences actually occupies 6 chapters of Luke's Acts of the Apostles and takes place over the course of more than 2 years. I think Luke's point in sharing the story is pretty clear. God is regularly at work, even when it takes time to see evidence of that. Moreover, God works in and through even the most difficult of circumstances, using even Paul's imprisonment in order to further the proclamation of the gospel. But there is another message tucked away in this story as well, and it's revealed in just one short but crucial verse. Just after Paul had been arrested, Luke writes, "That night the Lord stood near Paul and said, 'Keep up your courage, For just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome. I think this verse is so important simply because it's good to know that Paul needed some encouragement. His courage was failing, and he needed help. That's right, Paul, the central character, even hero of the book of Acts, the one who's often called the second founder of Christianity because of the impact of his ministry, Paul, the bold preacher and evangelist and church planner who littered the ancient world with Christian congregations, this same Paul needs encouragement to keep his faith and to keep going. Here's the thing. Sometimes faith seems easy. You hear God's promises and you just believe. You have no difficulty seeing God at work in your lives or the world. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's really hard to believe. Hard to believe God is present or cares or listens to your prayers. Maybe, for instance, you have prayed for children and that prayer has not been answered, or prayed that your child or grandchild would escape addiction or get into a healthier relationship. Maybe you just prayed for a better job or a more hopeful future, or maybe you just hoped for good health, for a cure, only to have reoccurrence instead. Sometimes faith is easy. And sometimes it is really, really hard. Which is why I think this story is simply vital for us to hear. Even Paul cannot make it on his own. Even Paul can't sustain his faith when things get grim. Even Paul needs encouragement. And in the moment of his greatest need, he receives it. There's one more thing I think is pretty cool about this story. And that's simply this: because of Paul, you and I are gathered here this morning. Previously in Acts, you see, Paul had argued that you don't have to be Jewish first in order to be a follower of Jesus, but that God's work of mercy and justice and love in Christ was for the whole world. And previously in Acts, Paul stood his ground when other Christian leaders wanted to exclude those who didn't look or sound or believe quite like they did. Paul persisted and eventually prevailed. Paul does make it to Rome, you see, and the message of radical grace that he preached continued to spread until it took over the whole empire, traveling across from the Middle East into Europe, and eventually finding its way to the New World, accompanying the immigrants who came here seeking a better way of life. And we are their descendants. And so the story that Luke tells in Acts isn't done yet. We are still called to believe. And while sometimes that will seem easy, at other times it will be very hard. But no matter what is going on in your life, this is the place you can share it. So when faith in God's promise is easy, come here to church, both to give thanks and to be an encouragement to others. And when you find faith in God's promise is hard, then come here to church and let the faith of others carry you for a while. Faith, hope, love, courage. None of us can sum these up at every time and place. All of us have moments when we need someone else to encourage us. And that finally is what the book of Acts is about. Notice that no matter how important Paul's role, it's not called the Acts of the Apostle, but rather the Apostles, plural, because no one can go it alone. And so God has given us as a gift to each other, precisely so that we can remind each other that even sometimes, though it seems like it takes a long time, still God always keeps God's promises. For in Jesus' cross, we see just how far God will go to show us how much God loves us. And in Jesus' resurrection, we see once again that God's love and life are stronger than all things, even than death itself. Previously in Acts, God made some extraordinary promises to Paul, calling him from what he thought was a perfect life to be and to do more than he could ever imagine. And when things were hard, God came to Paul to encourage him. And that God is not done yet. God is still doing that, still making promises, still calling us to be more than we'd imagine, still encouraging us through our life together, still keeping us in faith. God is not done, but is alive and well and at work at Mount Olivet and in you. Thanks be to God. Amen.